7th of July with Sarah, John, Gao, Sukin, Azita, Num and Ivan.
That's an extract here from Nyantiloka's dictionary on the khandas, and I would just like your comment on it. He says that the fact ought to be emphasized here that these five groups, five khandas, merely form an abstract classification by the Buddha, but that they as such, i.e. as just these five complete groups, have no real existence, since only single representatives of these groups, mostly variable, can arise with any states of consciousness. This is the common view or common understanding of khandas, that it's just a means of classification, so one cannot refer to the khandhas as realities because they are just a classification of groups.
Do you have a group of what?
Group of realities. But also I think that usually you say that visible object appearing now is khanda, seeing is khanda, every conditioned reality, every conditioned dharma is khanda. So we cannot, in that sense, say that the khandas are just abstract classifications. It's not just a concept or a group, because each reality is a khanda.
If seeing now is not khanda, what's the meaning of the 11 characteristics of khanda?
Exactly.
Like Vedana, different kinds. Yeah.
So it's not just a grouping of different dharmas, but each one is khanda.
Because if there is no understanding, no awareness of khanda, how can we say that this khanda is different from the other moment of the same khanda, like Vedana?
Yes, how can we say each rupa is different?
Like hardness and softness, how can this is different from other? One is softer and one is harder, something like that. It shows that when there is the understanding of khanda, the characteristic of that particular one, that same kind of khanda, is not the same. It has to be different from one to another. At the moment when it arises, it has to be different from the other moment. Otherwise, it has to be exactly the same.
So we can't just say that khanda just means group or classification.
It's just the explanation of what khanda is when it arises and when there is awareness, the understanding of the differences of each group of khanda is real.
Of each group of khandas?
Each group, like rupa khanda, even it's a sound, each moment, each one is different, even in the same in one group. No need to talk about the difference between Vedana and Sanya and Sankara Khanda.
And I think this is also is the same for the other groups or classifications, like when we talk about Ayatanas, it's the same. It's not just a classification because it's referring to particular realities.
Different aspects. How to explain, how to see them as not self. For example, if we are talking about seeing and visible object right now without understanding that they have to be there, no one can be missing when citta sees. So each is ayatana, the meaning of that very moment.
When we were talking about a translation of ayatana, do you think we could call them meeting dharmas? It's,
yeah, it has to be there. Meeting moment or meeting point or meeting what?
Yeah. The reason I think of meeting dharmas is because it's referring to different dharmas, not just to some abstract point or something.
Yes,
I mean,
but
each one is a meeting dharma, but they have to meet together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the visible object is being experienced right now is a khanda, and it's also an element, it's also an ayatana.
Yeah.
So in a sense they are
ayatana.
They are classifications. They are ways of classifying dhammas.
To have more understanding.
Yeah.
For example, if we talk just about visible object, we don't know whether we're talking about just that one, or when it's object, or when it's ayatana. to know more about everything, so Buddha can point out different aspects.
Yes.
Okay. Also by way of being different conditions, interdependent.
But when there's awareness of visible object appearing now, it's awareness of visible object as visible object, not a visible object as a khanda or as an element.
Why do we have to name? Because visible object now and visible object at the moment, different ones. Yeah, not the same one, arising and falling away.
But same characteristic.
Same characteristic, but they are different by conditions. We don't have to say anything, but the experience is just like that.
To my way of thinking, and this may be wrong, it's the characteristic of visible object as visible object that is...
Are they not different from one moment to another moment?
But the lakana.
Yes,
the
unique, like sound. Sound
sabhava.
Is sound. The sabhava of sound is to be heard. And are not sounds different?
Right, but the sabhava of sound now and the sabhava of sound
tatu,
later.
One tatu.
It's the same.
Yeah. It cannot be smell. It cannot be tangible object.
Right.
But it's different.
It is different, yeah. But that difference is not the...
The meaning of khanda. Each one is khanda.
Where do you find that in the term khanda, the difference? Where is the...
11 characteristic.
Yeah, I see.
See?
Past, present, future.
And coarse and fine, inner and outer.
Near and far.
Yeah. If they are just one, we cannot classify at all.
Can we say that khanda refers to each one and to the
right.
group? Or just to each one?
To each one, because group means the same group. But each of the group is different.
With the classification into elements, the difference then is not emphasized in the same way. Then it's just the sameness.
To show the tattu, the element of not self, as element, just element. Like dosa is an element. Point to the nature of dosa. So we use the word dhamma or element, exactly the same. No classification yet.
So different classifications emphasize different things.
Emphasize the true nature of not self.
I have a quote here which I find very difficult, referring to sabhavan, asabhava, dhammas. And this refers to the vikara rupas of lightness, malleability, and wildiness, lahuta, mududa, and kamanata, or something like that. This is the quote, hardness or solidity which doesn't have the three vikara rupas, and the ones which do are different, but the three vikara rupas can be other things else besides hardness itself, which has that characteristic. First of all, what does it mean to say that hardness or solidity which doesn't have the three vikara rupas and ones which do are different? What are examples of hardness or solidity without the vikara rupas and hardness or solidity with the vikara rupas?
The cakkhupasatha rupa is conditioned by kamma. The kamma cannot produce vikara rupa. And for the thing which is hard like gold, when we don't have it on fire, it's different. But when it's on fire, it's different from that which is not on fire, because we can make it to be necklace or many things because of the vikara rupa.
I see, because it can be made pliable or wieldy when it's heated.
Yeah.
But that hardness of the gold, whether it's on fire or not, it still is a sabhava dharma with a characteristic.
So it depends on whether there is the vikara rupa with it or no vikara rupa.
I see. Okay, so one moment the gold may not have vikara rupa and then the next minute it may.
Depending on conditions.
Right. But three vikara rupas can be other things else beside hardness itself, which has that characteristic. What does that mean?
It cannot be separated from the Mahabhuta rupa. It's the vikara
of
the Mahabhuta rupa.
Okay.
You cannot just have vikara rupa.
On its own, no. That's why it's vikara rupa.
Mm. Asabhava rupa.
Asabhava rupa. Like akasa, which cannot separate kalapas if they're not there. Yes. Or characteristics of impermanence.
That's why there is no vikara rupa here, because they can condition by citta, uttu, and ahara in the body of the beings.
So if it's just conditioned by temperature, then cannot
have vikara rupa. But here, even that group which is conditioned by temperature can have vikara rupa. That's why the vikara rupa can have three conditions,
yes.
Citta, uttu, and ahara, differently.
But if it's heated, then...
No vikara rupa at all.
Well, what about the gold that you said?
That is only the simile of comparison.
I see, comparison. But not really.
Yeah. Okay. That's vikara rupa.
Yes.
Does it need movement? You don't have to call it anything.
Even just the rupa of hardness in the body can have vikara rupa.
Without movement.
Without just at this moment.
No, with movement. Just understand vikara rupa as vikara rupa.
Just the characteristics, part of the characteristic of that rupa.
But the prasada rupas won't have vikara.
All kamacha rupa do not have vikara rupa.
Can you say a bit more about the different aspects of khandhas, past, present, future, near and far, in relation to the present moment?
When there is awareness, it's gone, past. And what is future is present. So all can be known by awareness and right understanding. Otherwise, it's only that word in the book. But actually, it's the explanation of realities as they are.
What about near and far? That sort of thing.
What's near and what's far now? When it's daily life, you know. But when it's just in the book, you don't know. But it's exactly the same. What's near and what's far. Actually, the word near means not as difficult to experience or to know by panya.
So when there's awareness of, say, visible object, it's always present, it's always near, it's always inner.
Inside, yeah.
And what are the other ones?
Coarse.
Coarse and subtle, it's always...
It's coarse.
What is it? Coarse?
Visible object, it can be seen clearly now. It's so coarse, not like
not
other rupa.
Rupa.
Yeah.
Right, but if there was awareness of another rupa, that also then would be at that moment coarse, not fine or not necessarily.
What about the Deva's rupa and the Rupa Brahma's rupa? Just to show that they are all different by conditions. It doesn't mean that we have to pinpoint or to know right then whether it's coarse or subtle.
But the Deva's rupa is known by the Deva.
Mm-hmm.
So for him it's not far.
Can you see? But the Deva can see Deva.
Right.
Comparing with the human being's rupa, which is more fine,
the Deva's.
Refined.
Mm-hmm. I thought that far near would be... Like visible object would be near,
mm-hmm.
and the prasada rupa would be far, no? Like that?
All the kojara rupas are coarse. There are altogether 12 coarse rupas.
And the sense faces.
Okay, so for example, apodhatu, that's far.
Mm-hmm.
So that comparison with the deva, because the deva will also have visible object, hardness, softness, heat.
Different aspect.
So it's in relation to our ability to experience any, so it's
comparing
diverse.
The rupa to the rupa, the cause to the cause, not the cause to the fine.
A friend asked a question about when the Buddha taught Abhidhamma to his mother in the Tusita, and I think many of the rupas don't arise there, so would it just be memory that she would understand of?
No, rupa in heaven.
Is it body consciousness or sense in Tusita?
Yeah.
All kinds of sense experience. Okay. And in Tathagatamsa also all, for example in the Nanda Sutta when the Buddha showed Nanda the celestial maidens, also there is all kinds of sense consciousness in these realms. Okay.
Deva.
Deva realms.
Six heavens, four apaya, one manut, human beings.
So, in terms of the other four khandas, what is far and near?
The same. Kama vajra citta, rupa vajra citta. It seems like there is doubt about all these terms. But when awareness is aware, one characteristic at a time, are they not different?
They are different.
So this is the explanation how they are different.
What is the importance of knowing they're different?
No self, no thing, only Dhamma, arising and falling away. No expectation.
And are there one-faculted devas live in trees that only experience through body consciousness? Because in the Vinaya, when the monks are told not to chop down the trees because it says that there are devatas living there, and the commentary notes says these are the one-faculted beings that only experience through the body sense. Do you know what this means?
What does it mean? What kind of faculty?
Body consciousness.
Just one?
Just one.
No chakku?
It says just one faculty, body
How
consciousness.
How can there be just one faculty?
That's what I'm asking.
There must be eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body too.
There must be others.
Yeah. So impossible just to have
yes,
body
only one,
faculty.
So I don't quite understand.
They can't just have the five senses, they must have the sixth also, the mind also.
Yeah. But when we talk about the pasatarupas, there are five. You mean the being with no eyes, ears, nose, tongue?
Well, the footnote or the commentary note just says that the reference, I've forgotten the Pali word, means one faculted beings. In the
of five? One faculty of five faculties?
Or perhaps it's a mistake in the translation. It says the one-faculted beings, but maybe what it means, they may get injured through one faculty, the body sense. That would make more sense. Because if the heat tree is struck, it would be through the body sense. And this question was asked before. I remember Azita once asking it. And I'm prompted by something Den Bong mentioned before about his old Anapanasati practice. Well, I'm not interested in the Anapanasati practice, but when we talk about internal and external in the context of the Satipatthana Sutta, with regard to other dharmas, for example, internal and external cittas or cetasikas, I understand that when it refers to external, for example, someone is crying and it may be a condition at that moment for dosa on our part, so the dosa is prompted by the external citta, but of course it's one's own dosa that there can be awareness of. So when it talks about the breath internally contemplating his body, externally contemplating breathing occurring in another, if, for example, I hear Azita's breathing and that may condition dosa on my part, is that all that is meant? That is still awareness of one's own citta, cetasika or rupas is conditioned by the other when it refers
can
to external?
Can there be any understanding at that moment?
There can be understanding of any dharma at that moment.
As it might be what you take from her or yours.
Yes, of any dharma. But of course, it's never awareness of her breathing, but it can be prompted by her breathing. So that's all it means, just the same.
Okay. In what sense would it be prompted by her breathing?
Well, for example, if one happens to hear her breathing loudly, there could be awareness of any reality, there could be awareness of dosa, there could be awareness of sound, there could be awareness of thinking about her breath or how come she's breathing loudly or anything.
Because breath is concept.
Yes.
So when you're thinking about breath,
there can be awareness of any reality.
Any
right
reality.
There.
There could be hearing the sound that is taken for breathing, and so here is it referring to thinking about the concept or hearing the sound
it
or
shows
either.
That when there is no understanding enough, there must be the idea of self or someone.
Otherwise no internal, external. So the only reason that internal and external are ever referred to in the Satipatthana Sutta is because Satipatthana hasn't been developed enough, otherwise there would be no example of internal or external for the Aryan, because he knows it's just Dhamma that's appearing.
With the aspect of not-self that you mentioned quite a lot, there may be some level of awareness of Dhammas, but no awareness of any characteristic of not-self.
So it's not Satipatthana.
Why is it so?
Because it's not aware of a reality.
Can't there be awareness of a Dhamma, but without Dhamma, there being awareness?
Dhamma. What is Dhamma?
Visible object.
Visible object is real or not?
Real.
And when there's awareness of that, can we say that it's not real? The visible object, which is
experienced. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when there's awareness of visible object, there may not be any awareness of characteristic of not self.
So what's the understanding of that as visible object? We don't have to name or call it a characteristic, but it is experienced already as a characteristic. When a baby is just newly born, does it take time to know what is this?
Yes, a
so
long time.
When there is no understanding of reality, it takes time to know. Just to know instantly, like that.
It can't be known instantly. And is it the same with the characteristics of anatta and dukkha?
The characteristic itself is anatta. Otherwise, how can we know that it is only a reality? No thing, no one in it, like hardness. Even we don't call it anatta, but there's nothing in it, just hardness itself.